I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is plantains. Sherman, my boy, as Mr. Peabody from the old Rocky and Bullwinkle TV show might have intoned, please set the Wayback Machine to the summer of 1973. We're going to a little restaurant on Duval Street in Key West called Cafe Espresso. And my memory's projector would rumble, stutter, and then start. Oh, yes. She's coming into view quite clearly now. And although I can't remember her name, I do remember some of the structurally challenged stretch pants, a great gold gilded toothed smile, and her nearly orange hair. She was a Bantu goddess of sorts, but brought down to earth to commune with us mere mortals for a spell. I was helping some carpenter buddies of mine rebuild some of the tottering wooden houses on the island back in the early days of Key West's restoration, and it was numbing work, let me tell you, and man, could we eat back then. We needed big, filling plates of food, and we had little money to get the job done. We'd go to Cafe Espresso for lunch or dinner sometimes, and she was there either way, dishing out the rice, pork chops, breaded steaks, fish stews, various bean soups, and of course, those sweet, honey-hued, chewy-soft, heavenly-fried plantains. Plantains were the very first exotic food that I tried when I moved to Key West that just nailed me. But what was truly remarkable was how they made the other things on my plate also harmoniously delicious. Delicioso. It sounds so much more correct in the Latin, emphatic style. In Spanish, they are called plátanos. There are various types of plantains. Plátanos verdes, or green plantains. Plátanos pintones, green plantains, which are just beginning to turn black and are often boiled. Plátanos maduros, which are almost totally black and very ripe and sweet. Plátanos burros, which hail from Hawaii, where they are called huamoa and are much fatter than the Latin varieties. Plantains differ from regular bananas in that they are always eaten cooked. Conversely, bananas are not a good substitute for plantains. They are extremely durable to ship while they are still in their green phase. Plantains are a major food in West and Central Africa, Central America, and the Caribbean islands, and northern coastal parts of South America. Their value as food is that they fruit all year round. In West Africa, plantains are primarily used to produce beer. I'm not sure I would like a beer made from plantains, but once upon a time I didn't even think I'd like caramelized plantains, so I'm willing to give it a go. At first, I didn't have the understanding when I cooked them for us at home. I had no abuela coaxing me to let them ripen, Chico. Let them turn almost black if you want them to taste the way you like them in the cafe. But you live and learn, no? The green ones are good for chips, and the black or maduro ones are the ones for the sweet, caramelized ones. It's those maduros that I use to make an intense, smoky, creamy sauce for my take on roast pork Havana Nueva. There are four different sauces on that signature dish of mine. But 7 times out of 10, guests ask me, "What's the one that is kind of golden and sweet, chef?" "It's the plantain crema," I'd tell them. I love plantains. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.